want those mobile credentials to be convenient. So maybe if you're an Apple user, you have an iPhone, and you walk up to your unit door, you tap your unit door, your Apple Wallet pops up, and you've locked your door or unlocked it. I don't need to worry about unlocking my phone. I just walk up, tap the door that I might have access to, and I'm in.
That's fascinating. So you didn't have to open an app. You didn't have to open your wallet. You didn't have to select anything. What you're saying is your key is now inside your wallet. You approach the door, it opens the wallet, opens the door.
Right. And your wallet doesn't just live in iPhone. Your wallet also lives in other places, like maybe your Apple Watch. So if I walk up to my door and I have access, I can even open up my door with my watch, again, without opening an app. I'm presenting my credential, similar to what you might be doing when you pay for something with Apple Pay. The difference is when you pay for something, you need to select which card you want to pay with. But when you're opening up your home, only one card works.
So the system actually recognizes which card to pull forward in the wallet and present that for Correct. The security access.
Correct. And residents even have the ability, if their property managers have permitted them to, residents can even share access using the Apple Wallet. So, Mike, you might be my guest, and I want to let you in to my home on Thursday between 5 and 10 p.m. Well, wonderful. This is a good thing. I can open up my Apple Wallet app, push you a credential, and you, Mike, without having to download any apps, can just click, boom, add to wallet. And now my home's key.
What if I show up before 5 p.m.? Will it still let me in?
Only if I let you, Mike.
Okay, fair enough.
That chance, my friend. I like you, but not that much.
But that's that's fair. So that is one more security perimeter that you can put up is time. I mean, we often secure our space with spatial matters, but allowing access at a certain particular time to a certain particular time is just one more layer of access control.
100% correct. And one of the questions we get asked about when we talk about layering access control usually is that the Apple Wallet presents an incredible resident experience that also enhances building security at every door the resident's allowed to go to. But we're not crazy. We get it. Not every resident has an iPhone. Not every resident has an Apple Watch. Well, we get it. We also have an application called Home Lock that residents can download. Residents can open up their Home Lock app, swipe, and their phone now has a Bluetooth credential. They just tap whichever door they want to open. The process is seamless. It's really good. And we can accommodate every user type, whether they're Android users, iPhone users, or people wanting to put their passes in the Apple Wallet.
Putting the brass key in the recycling is, it sounds like appealing to everybody on every level. I mean, on that note, if you were trying to lease a property or rent a property that had this kind of technology, certainly to a major demographic, a huge demographic of people who already use their phones to access money in the bank and communication, certainly this would be appealing to them. This might be an upgrade to your building you just didn't expect while giving it that added measure of security.
And I might even build off that, because if you're a leasing agent or a property manager at a building, well, you don't want to just deliver incredible resident experiences. You don't want to just have a secure building. You also want to make your building's operations as smooth as possible. That's why we have software called HomeLock that's cloud-based and designed for multifamily. And HomeLock seamlessly integrates with all of our hardware, like our Dbolt Touch Smart Deadbolt here, and our technologies like Apple Wallet, and allows a property manager to manage user access, not just on unit doors, but amenity doors, common doors, garages, elevators, every single door within a property. So there's huge operational efficiencies by moving to multifamily access control platforms like HomeLock, and huge resident experience gains by implementing mobile apps designed for multifamily and that bring in some cool technology like the Apple Wallet.
You won't be waiting in the future, and even now, you won't be waiting for the locksmith to come and take care of things. Likelihood is that it's something that can be dealt with by putting your password in on an app. This is fascinating technology. Please, I want you back when you've got the doors making the sound from Star Trek, okay?
I'm on it.
If people want to find out more about the amazing stuff you guys are working on, I think you can tell, I love the technology element of what you're doing, and it's so advanced. I'd love people to find out more about it. Where could they reach out?
Yeah, if you're in Canada, go to saltosystems.ca. If you're in the US, go to salto.us.
Preston, thank you so much for your time. And I can't wait to have you back with the latest update on technology for Access. Thank you.
No, Mike, thank you, man. I really appreciate the time here. This was awesome.
And thank you for joining us. This is something we will do again next week with another great guest, just like Preston. And we hope that you'll join us then. Thanks so much.